Hi, everyone. Thank you very much for your patience. Unfortunately, I don't, I can't link to the Wi-Fi. I don't know, there's some problems, so I will use it this way. I'm Zsolt Kulcsár. I'm CEO of Integral Vision Ltd., which is a Drupal solution provider in Hungary. We do many interesting stuff in our company. We had a lot of interesting experience regarding how to use agile methods when it comes to talk to cooperate with inside the team and with the client. Today, I want to talk about how to some principles regarding trust, how trust is manifested when you are using agile techniques, especially Scrum. Can I ask you how many people knows what is Scrum? Hands up. How many people are using daily basis Scrum methods, some of Scrum methods? Okay, so this is not science fiction for you. That's very good news. I don't want to explain actually what is Scrum, because I was hoping that everybody knows what is about. So I want to show you just a new point of view, a new perspective about what kind of psychological and communication based things can happen when you are changing your way of doing things. Let's draw a circle, the circle of trust. Everyone knows how is the feeling when you are inside the circle or out of the circle. I remember when I was, 22 years old, I had a part of the company where the boss was a person who thought that an ideal company is when I clone myself into, I don't know how many persons have to be in the company. So he doesn't have any faith in people, and it was really a bad feeling. Actually, after that, I quit it from that job, and I had a very good opportunity to have another leader who was inspiring, who was someone who gave faith in people, who created an atmosphere when you feel free to express yourself. And it was an experience, very liberating experience, and I wanted to find the tools and the principles of how to create this kind of team, this kind of way of doing things. What is trust? Just imagine that trust is a tree. This is the tree of trust, okay? If we imagine that trust is a tree, then the roots of trust is something that is to do with integrity, is something to do with personality traits, is something which is the foundation when to want to build trustful relationships. So if the integrity is the root, are the roots, then competency can be the branches of the tree, and results can be the fruits of the tree. Everyone knows that when it comes to build a trustful relationship in a professional career, a professional situation, everyone, when you have results, good results, that is, the results are the basis of this kind of. So when you have good results, then automatically appears the trust. Results can you achieve by competency. If you are not competent on that field, then you will not have results. But what is very, very important, even if you build with competency results and with this trust with your clients or in other circumstances, you can have a very sudden situation when you lose all the trust you have built, all the level of trust you have built, because of, I don't know, you don't, because of a fail of integrity. Let me show you a typical Drupal project timeline, when one of the axes is time, the other one is result, and there is the launch phase, the milestone. So in the time axis, the deadline is the launch date, and the project scope is the result it is expected in doing the project. Because of the capacity of Lego capacity of the Drupal, many times it is very easy to build a solution very fast. So typically, in a waterfall project model, in the first part of the project, you build very fast, very good results, and the client in this situation says very fast, satisfied. So when it come to see this aspect from trust point of view, so in the first part of the project, the client will see very fast emerge. He will be very satisfied, but after that, he will not understand actually why these fast achievements are slowing down. And the second part of the project is a typical thing that you have to put the details into the picture in the second part, and that is a very slow work. You became slower and slower, and the client doesn't understand very well why these fast achievements are slowing down in the end of the process. So what you have gained in the really first part of the project, that level of trust, maximum level of trust, will suddenly fall down, and many times this caused losing trust effect. Have you got this kind of experience on some level? Hands up, please, who has this kind of experience? Very well. So can we tell that this, actually, I think this is this kind of attitude, maybe it is typical for other kind of IT projects as well, but because we are talking about CMS and where, you know, you have this Lego built kind of capacity, when you can build very fast with predefined elements your site, you will gain automatically very fast these results. So I think this is a typical Drupal project life cycle. Let me show you another way of doing things. In this scenario, you will define two other milestones during the project. You will say to the customer that we will meet actually during the projects. Let me tell you, this is one and a half months period of time, this project. Then in this case, every 2 weeks I will have a demo for you. Okay, in these milestones I will give you a functionally verified, functionally working system for you. So if you will get the chance to feedback for me in every 2 weeks, so if you are unsatisfied, you feel uncomfortably about what you see on those situations, then we can talk about, and maybe we can even change the scope. In this case, the development curve is the same. Let's say it's the same. Okay, so actually, I know in the first part I will the project scope, half of the project scope actually will be built. So I will tell the customer, slow down, my friend. Be conscious that in the first milestone I will give you half of the functions ready, but it doesn't mean that we are already in the half of the period. So be conscious that this is a system with Lego capability. That means that we have much more time to finalize the project. So in this way, I will talk with him somehow transparent matter, and the expectations will be more clear with to him. In this situation, the trust curve might be look like this. You will see some sort of increasing in the milestone phase because of using demo and using actually mini deadlines during the project, so which can enhance the trust curve. But you will not say that actually I'm a superhero and I could get these results in very fast manner as you saw previously. And in this way, the manager and the client will not champagne in the beginning of the project, so there will be no euphoria as it was previously. But maybe in the end, we will have a trustful relationship because of the clear expectations and because of transparency. What I wanted to tell you that I have realized in the last period of time that trust is not, I think trust is not a gift, it's rather a skill. I mean, trust is, can be actually, it's not something that you have or not. Trust is something you have, you can develop by your own. If you want to develop trustful relationships with customers or with even with inside in your team, you want to build an environment where trust is in a high level. It is very important to know what elements of trust, what are the elements of trust. And let me tell you something. I think there is a very important effect, the Morpheus effect. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. Morpheus believed so much in Neo's capacities that even when Neo said, "I'm not the chosen one," he was convinced that he is the chosen one. When you are facing a new team member, for instance, if you are a team, you have the chance to build a team, a duple working team. It is very important to make a decision in the beginning. Can I believe that this person will be the right person for me? Is this person speaking assertively? Is this person communicating in I statements and, or you statements? Can he decentralize from his point of view, or is he just a superhero? I mean, we are now in an epoch we can't build teams with only with superheroes. We need teams with team players. And for team players, I think it is very important to give trust in people. And when you say, okay, I will go with this guy from now on, I think this is the first impression. You have gave him, okay, I have faith in you. It is important to give this trust from the beginning and not to wait to gain his trust level. I mean, trust is something you can give it from the beginning. Let me show you five decomposed states, five elements of Scrum, which if we use by daily basis or by in our processes, we can gain much more trust within a team and with the clients. Okay. So the first one is clear expectations, clear requirements from the beginning. Maybe expectations are a better formula than requirement, because everyone knows that now in the epoch of Agile that requirements are always changing. So when you are implementing the solution, always you will find that the initial requirement maybe can be changed during the process. So, if sorry for Hungarian, how many people speak Hungarian here? So, can I ask you just a short question? What do you think? What is the problem with this product backlog? This is a product backlog. We are doing Scrum. This is a proposal I've made for my client previous year, and I've got negative feedback from my client, and of course after that I had to change it. So he doesn't understood well what I mean by this this backlog. And the problem was, you know, there is, for instance, the second row is about making design plans. I haven't said anything about how many design plans I want to make, how many versions I want to make. So the customer doesn't understood what is actually the scope of that that role. So after that, I created a new. So this is the waterfall way of doing things. We are doing Agile when there are no this kind of technical splitting things up, especially when we are doing communication with the client, but we are talking about use cases, we are talking about stories, we are talking about functions. The customer is, for the customers, it's very important to understand the the actually story which we want to build for the, for him. So this is another way of formulating expectations, and after that, actually, everyone knows what are the expectations. That these were the clear expectations achieved by this way of doing things. So, adaptivity. Another thing, what is very important during a process, agile process, that actually I think we are using many methods, very many techniques. You know, many we got many problems during a during a development process. And what are the right techniques to use to manage these problems? I think there is no an out of box solution for every problem. I think there are partial solutions you can apply for doing things. And to doing well, it is very important to have feedback points from the team. So in Scrum, we have retrospective. So in Scrum, we are doing in every 2 weeks, 2 weeks iterations. In every 2 weeks, we have a demo day after the demo where everybody demonstrated what he have what he done during the sprint. After that, we got a retrospective. In the retrospective, everyone will said what he thinks we done well in the last sprint and what we have to change to work better. And I think it is a very good tool to be make adaptive. Okay, thank you very much. Transparency is the other one, other aspect of trust, which it is very important. I can tell you from Scrum 2 points which enhance transparency. One of the points is inside the team, when, you know, I want to know as a team member what the other one is doing today, the third one is doing today, not because I'm skeptical that he is not working or something, but I want to understand where how the team is going towards the goal we have defined in the really beginning of the process, beginning of the iteration. So daily Scrum meetings, for instance, it's a very good technique for enhance transparency inside the team. The other one, if you want to enhance transparency with your client, with the customer, it is very good to have in every end of the iterations demos. And in any demo, you will show the actual phase of the development, not only in the end of the process. Another thing, accountability. It is very important when you give the bill to the client to understand both parties what contains the bill. I mean, what kind of functions it has been implemented during that process. So actually, I think it is a very good method to have a continuous product backlog, split it in sprint backlogs, and maybe in every end of sprint you can have a bill of payment. And finally, but not least, loyalty. Trust, I think, if you have trust, you will have loyalty inside the team. Hard to have loyalty. It is not a very trivial thing, I think. I mean, so everyone's goal is to have a team with valuable persons. We got a very, very enhanced situation when people will find the right company for his career, for their career. So loyalty will appear automatically when you give freedom to your people. I want to tell you only just one method, which is, I think, very, very, very interesting, the ROW. I don't know how many people heard about result-only work environment here. So ROW is something a new method in the West, in the States. There are some literature about it, not so much, but it's very interesting. Just one idea how it works. You don't measure the time you spent on one task or time spent during the iteration, but just only one measurable point you have, that is results. You will have every task measured story points, story point is a measuring of complexity. So when it comes to have a deal with a person who will be part of your team, you will say, "Hey guy, our contract is based not on time but on story points. After every sprint, you will gain one. You will give us to the team. I don't know how many story points. 100 story points. If you give this 100 story points, I don't care what do you do during the day. I will give you opportunity to have a very good environment to work. But I don't want to go. Don't come at 8 o'clock. Don't go at 5 o'clock. Just do your thing. And when the demo time comes, you will demo what are your results." So after, I think if you give this kind of freedom to the people, your loyalty automatically appears. Thank you very much for your attention, and maybe for one two questions.
Yeah,
if there.
The lunch break is next, so I think maybe we have time for one or two questions.
There's one more session.
Yeah, I know.
If you have questions or some remarks, feel free to ask or comment, please. Tom?
Yes. At
the really beginning of the, when we make contract, actually, even before the contract, when we have the proposal, we gave proposal based on story points. Most of the cases, the customer doesn't care. He knows he has, 10 million forints for the 10,000 euros for that project. And he doesn't care if I give in hours or in story points. I will define the amount of story points, and I will define the scope based on functionality, not based on technical milestones. And in many cases, it works. Maybe there are a few cases where not, and we will decide if change somehow. But I don't know. I don't know if I answered to your question or what is that? What my
priority?
Per hour. Actually, yes, they're asking, and I don't answer for it. I answer that we are the crew, we have this stuff. What do you mean per hour? I ask to the client, do you mean my senior programmer or my junior, or I don't know, we don't even have senior or juniors, we have individuals in our teams. I mean, I can't measure my level of competence of, and I don't want to measure level of competence of my man. I think it can be converted somehow. I mean, if you have an account person in your company, that account person will convert the story points to the 2 hours. And it is a story point. It is very important, much more inside the crew to work. I mean, it is because if you measure time, you will measure, if you measure hours, that you will measure, it is not you, everyone. So if someone is measuring hour per hour basis, then automatically you will suggest to your colleagues that you want them work 8 hours per day. You know, that is a common.
It's going to be about that much time, but we won't hold our people accountable for the time, so we won't tell them.
how we didn't do it in time, because I think that's totally ridiculous. Because, but it's some people do that though, and I don't know. It's interesting. It's do you have like majority of your customers are those direct clients, or most of the time they're subcontracted?
Direct clients. Most of the cases, yes.
I guess that's part of the distribution.
Yes, maybe.
And what is the average scope of the project that you do in hours or points?
Actually, if I tell you a story point measure, you will not understand what I mean by story point, because story point is something we have decided all together, the scale of the story point. I can tell you that, I don't know,
how long it takes to
finalize this scale, or what do you mean?
The project, your average project.
Average project. Our average project is many months. I mean, it's about 3-4 months, or even years. So, in a small projects, maybe it is harder to have this way of doing things. It is better to have in B2B solutions where you get the right amount of project scope to have this. Other question, yes, please.
Maybe just want to connect here.
Okay, thank you.
I was saying as well, I think when clients ask, in our case, when clients ask us as the first thing, what's your rate, we're not going to answer, because that's really not the most important thing, because sometimes I told them, well, maybe we can do 3 times as much as somebody else for half of the rate or something. So we try to get to the thing they want, and then tell them, well, this is what it will cost approximately. We also have to tell them the rate. Well, at the end, we always have to tell them the rate, but that's not. We try to explain that not necessarily the major factor, the rate.
I know, but they always ask. And in a lot of cases, actually, for governments, it might be even a requirement.
Yes, indeed.
Always work agile?
Yes.
Yeah. So you get that always sold?
Yes.
We've had a project that was agile, but with fixed price, fixed scope, and fixed timeline.
Actually, yes, there are many cases where when the deadline is fixed, and they think the scope is fixed, but when we make the proposal, we split in functions, and we explain them that now the proposal is containing this set of functions. During the process, you will make decisions, because we want you to make decisions, feedback. There will be milestones, feedback points, when you can change your mind. We don't want to have requirements that are established as the first step of the contract. And actually, most of the clients understand that it is good for them to have this opportunity to change their minds. And, you know, so.
Do you have in-house designers?
Yeah.
Like, so you only do your own
design? Barnett is our designer, yes.
Because like, what we've had is that there's an outside designer, and then they make some fancy crap.
Yeah.
That's like, no, I want that feature, and it has to look like this. It's like, so I guess then the answer is that you really have to insource everything. So you have
there is another answer as well. I think you have to choose your clients as well. I mean, there are situations where it doesn't work. Simply, it doesn't work. The other party is not partner. If the other party is not partner to use this kind of solution, that will generate problems. The most of the IT projects are problematic, where the waterfall projects. So I don't want to have these kind of problems. And maybe we say, I'm not the ideal partner for you. I will tell other companies to follow either or to have. Do we have time or this finish? Thank you very much for your attention. Thank you.